Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk among us.
They've been really great companions. Great companions and lifesavers. They give me joy every day. Every day.
On today's programme, we'll meet petite 18-month-old Lhasa Apso sisters Lady and Millie, who are beloved members of Joanna and Barry Kay's family in Leeds, UK. Lady loves to be fussed over and get lots of attention, while Millie is more rambunctious and enjoys jumping, running and playing. Despite their small size, the dogs have great devotion and fortitude, and recently saved the life of their caregiver. Now let's meet these adorable canines.
This one is Lady. Her family name is Lady Lulu. And she's a real, real little princess. She's a real lady. She's soft, gentle, and she loves human beings and the attention of human beings. She's a fabulous little creature. She really is. She gives you morning kisses. She sleeps next to you. She's like a little hot water bottle. She's fabulous. And this one, her name is Millie, but her family name is Millie Mookins. She's solid, reliable and dependable, and she's a fabulous little dog. She loves people, but she also loves her ballies. She'll play ball all night and all day. Even round fruit she considers a ballie. We've taken pictures of her trying to eat a tangerine because she just loves anything round. They're just solid, reliable, fantastic companions, the members of my family.
Joanna and her daughter, Charlotte, selected Lady and Millie from a family of five puppies. And Miss Kay firmly believes the little sisters were destined to come together to their home.
It was just meant to be, and we only went for one, and we came home with two, and we were presented with Millie first, instantly. She started sucking on my thumb, and I thought, oh, little creature, I can't give this little creature back. And then we picked up Lady Lou, and then we just felt as though she was meant for us as well, so we took them both. And it was a couple of weeks before we could have them. Oh, and those 2 weeks were the longest 2 weeks. We just couldn't wait. My husband and I and my daughter was ringing every 2 minutes to see if they were okay, and we had Skype updates on their daily adventures, and they just meant to be. They were beautiful.
Lhasa Apso dogs originally came from Tibet, where they served as sentinels in Buddhist monasteries, alerting the monks of danger.
They're an ancient Tibetan breed. They're one of the most ancient breeds in the world. These are the best guard dogs. They don't look it, but they really are. They protect you and look after you and love you. You can see why they've been so protected by the Tibetans for such a very long time. Definitely. I don't know what would have happened to me that day if it hadn't been for these two little girls.
The story of Lady and Millie's bravery begins on a bitterly cold morning in January 2011, when Joanna took the pair out for their morning walk. A layer of snow had covered the sidewalk during the night, concealing a dangerous layer of ice beneath.
We just had an overnight flurry, ice and a flurry of snow. Went out for a normal mid-morning walk and I slipped on the snow, went backwards, hit my head on the wall, out for the count. When I was unconscious, one of them stayed within a few feet to protect me, and I've no idea which one, but they both served me really well. One went to get help to the gasmen that were working round the corner, and one of them kept going up and coming back, and then they grabbed them and pulled them, and Davy came round the corner and saw me, as he said, in a mound. And he was a really strong chap, and he just scooped me up and brought me in. But it's a really, really quiet neighbourhood, so I don't know how long I would have been there if the girls hadn't have gone to get help for me. So they're lifesavers, really are. It was really, really, it was about minus 17 that morning. So I was wrapped up in a big coat and a hat down to here, so you couldn't see much of me. It was really cold. And the girls were out, they'd got full coats on at the time and they got their little coats on too. And yeah, they protected me. They said it was like a scene from Lassie. Yeah. These little dogs had gone to get them, and they said they knew they shouldn't be out, and they just were persistent, and it was beyond say hello to me, say hello to me. Because as we go round the neighbourhood and they see people, they bring smiles to people's faces. They've always brought smiles to people's faces, and they like people to say hello to them. And it was beyond just say hello to me, say hello to me. It was, come, we need help, we need help. And he said they were just too persistent. It was just something that wasn't right. So they pulled his overall. He'd got high visibility jacket on, and he'd got his overalls, and he said, and they were pulling at him, pawing him. And he said he just knew there was something not right. And then as they pulled him, they ran round the corner, and he saw me laying there. And he just called to his friends and said, let's go and help. And they got the dogs and he got me, just scooped me up and brought me in. So it was an experience, shall we say. But they were definite heroines.
Upon hearing of Lady Amelia's life-saving efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai was deeply touched by their devotion and love, and honoured them with the prestigious Shining World Hero Award. Our association members visited Leeds on her behalf to present that award, along with a beautiful framed award letter. The following is an excerpt from the letter.
Dear Lady Amelia, it is with much pleasure and admiration that we present to you both the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of your extraordinary efforts to protect Johanna from danger through your profound loyalty, intelligence and love, and for confirming that animals are indeed God's precious blessing from heaven. Having developed a special bond of affection that began 18 months ago when your caregiver, Mrs. Johanna Kay, brought you into her home, you knew she would be the focus of your life. When destiny called, you demonstrated your love and gratitude in the most dependable and intelligent way, much to the joy and relief of family members. Lady and Millie, what you have done is truly remarkable, and it's no wonder you both were pronounced to be proper heroes. We agree absolutely. You have shown much maturity and instinctively knew what to do in an emergency, thus saving your companion's life. May you enjoy many more walks and cherished moments with your beloved human family. For being loyal and trusted aides, for your swift reactions, and for your acute senses and human-like understanding, we hereby applaud and celebrate the heroic deeds of Lady and Millie. With great honour, love and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you.
In addition to the award, Supreme Master Ching Hai gifted £100 to each dog for veggie dog treats, books including her number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, several of her DVDs, two new doggy beds, and two specially designed hero dog coats.
Thank you very much. Look, girlies, look. Yes, look, look, Lady Lulu, look at this. This is because you're good girls. What have you got down there?
After receiving the gifts, Joanna and Barry Kay decided to donate the £200 to various charities.
We thought we'd just like to give the wider world a little something. The majority went to Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, which is a worldwide renowned hospital that does great things for children. Then the next chunk was sort of divided between a friend of mine who's starting an animal charity who needs every penny she can get, and then the rest went to Battersea Dogs Home, because everybody deserves little companions like I've got. Her Supreme Master, Ching Hai, thank you so much for this award for my little babies. It means so much. And for the good and greatness that you do in the world, it's a wonderful thing there are people like you. It's so lovely that the outside world recognises them as well. Thank you so much.
Many thanks, Lady and Millie, for your great faithfulness and courage. Your actions are a beautiful example of the love, intelligence and nobility of our animal friends. We wish you and your beloved family many more happy, blissful years together. Benevolent viewers, thank you for joining us for this edition of the Shining World Award series. May the splendor of our planet always remind us of our noble origins.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/aw.